Even now, a lot of other bigger retailers are trying to open up their own marketplaces, and they have had hit or misses like Walmart and Target and others.
Hi, I'm Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA, and I'm the leader of the 10K Collective Mastermind for private label sellers and product brand owners who sell at least $500,000 a year or more on Amazon. Over the last 5 years, we've had members triple their revenue in 1 year, grow to 8 figures, and one member get to a 7-figure exit. Hooray! Now we're taking it to the next level. I'm excited to introduce the 10K Collective Uber Mastermind. It's a unique combination of peer group support in person and online and specialist coaching. If you're ready to take your business to 7 figures and beyond, just go to theamazonmastermind.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the 10K Collective podcast for 6, 7, and 8 figure Amazon and e-commerce sellers, a subset of the Amazing FBA podcast family. Today, we are talking to Sabir Samarkand. He is a man of a great deal of insight and power. He's helped launch 2 Amazon categories, not just products or businesses. He's worked with Gary Vaynerchuk of Vaynerchuk Media, and they co-founded the e-commerce wing of that business. He's worked with Shark Tank people in the USA, and he has a course with the claim that you will unlock 2x growth, as in double the growth in 12 weeks for e-commerce businesses. Quite the claim, one we've got to dig into. Sabir, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
My pleasure. So Gary V, obviously that got my attention when something came through my inbox. You've obviously worked with some powerful people. Just give us a bit of a background about yourself first.
Sure. So I've been doing this for 25 years, and the birth of e-commerce is 25 years. Amazon has been around for 25 years, roughly a little bit, maybe a little bit more, right? Because they started up as a world's largest bookstore, if you remember. And then they started venturing into the third-party sellers and additional brands and letting other people sell on the platform, which was very unique back then, right? And even now, a lot of other bigger retailers are trying to open up their own marketplaces, and they have had hit or misses like Walmart and Target and others also. So I've been in it for that long, right? In that journey, like you read in my bio, what I've done is garnered over $1 billion in incremental e-com sales, not just like total sales, but incremental sales there. And the 8D method that you mentioned has been refined over 25 years. And every time I do an iteration, whether it's with a client or a group of clients in a group coaching session, I keep on refining it as I learn more and more about like nuances and product categories and stuff. And I've worked across many categories in e-commerce. So it's not like I'm just a fashion guy or a jewelry guy or a health and wellness guy. I've worked in odd categories like plumbing supplies also. So, and scaled those businesses. And with Gary V, his team approached me because of my background to say, would you like to start up an e-commerce arm of VaynerMedia? VaynerMedia is the iconic agency that Gary V co-founded with his brother, AJ, and he wanted to bring e-commerce to it. So that's when I got involved. And in 4.5 years, we actually launched a global e-commerce agency, not just US, but global. And even within US, we had multiple places, but multiple locations, but we also did it globally because I do have global e-commerce experience also, in addition to the US market.
Wow. Okay. So very powerful background. So let's zoom in on this 8D method. So you claim it will unlock 2x to 10x growth for any e-commerce business that has product market fit. Now that, I think that's a very, very important caveat. So let's dig into that. First of all, a famous used phrase, what is your definition of product market fit?
So the product market fit is the entrepreneur. I love working with founder-led companies, right? So founder-led, like Amazon seller accounts and stuff like that. So they should have, to me, on especially with the Amazon platform, because I do work with Shopify and WooCommerce and the DTC type of platforms. But specifically for Amazon brands, if they have unlocked, let's say, $100,000 to $250,000 per year selling their product, whatever that product is, on the Amazon platform, right? That to me means that founder, from a maturity level, that has and knows the issues that a typical Amazon seller that's under 100K would not understand even, let alone having faced it. Things like brand registry, infringement, counterfeit, those are kind of realities of the day, and also product market fit, people who clone your product. And then you were successful, and now all of a sudden one day you wake up and you have five competitors because the same guy set up five different seller accounts with different branding. And now you have five competitors showing up out of a specific certain country that everybody knows, right? Yeah. So, which I don't want to name. So that's the thing that the product market fit for Amazon, the way I define it, if you fall into this 100K to 250K, it's in the right in the middle, smack in the middle, right? So from there and up. So if you have done that, that means that you have tested some advertising. Your supply chain is kind of, you have a good handle over it, right? That's where you are in your journey, right? You have made some iterations of revisions to your product, right? Based on customer feedback and reviews feedback and even competitive forces that have forced you to actually make modifications to have extra features or better features and stuff like that. So that's what the product market fit specifically for Amazon, that's what it means. In case of Shopify, it would have a different meaning.
Fair enough. And so just to clarify, when you say you've done $100,000 to $250,000 a year selling a product, do you mean just literally with one ASIN or one sort of group of products or overall?
The thing is, that's what I mean by like the difference between Amazon and Shopify. In case of Shopify, I would look at the collective of it, but the number is not 100 to 250K. In case of Shopify, it would be 500K because you have more control over your brand and you have a lot more control over what you're doing. In case of Amazon, that's why it's like 100 to 250 per ASIN, right? But if a product has multiple variations, I would put that together, like multiple colors of the same thing, multiple flavors of the same thing. I would consider that a product, so that one product with 16 flavors would still be, the criteria would be 100 to 250K. But if you are a seller that sells five different unique products, then each one of them has to be 100 to 250K.
Interesting.
Because the platform is much more focused on succeeding with a product, not a whole brand.
True. Okay, interesting. So that means you're putting the bar quite higher then, which is reassuring given that you're making a massive claim that you can double growth in 12 weeks. That's a huge claim. But on the other hand, your criteria are quite tough, which is fair, because $100,000 a year in Amazon with one product or product plus variations is not an easy nut to crack necessarily. So you are talking to people who've already got to a certain level. That's interesting. Okay. So assuming you're at that level, then the 8D framework kicks in, right? So let's get into this, because twice 2x to 10x growth is not a small thing. It's huge. So that's still a big claim. So let's get into this. Before we do that, actually, sorry, one other question I ought to do is, what would you or your team and what would you suggest to an e-commerce operator do to confirm that they're at this level of product market fit? What are some reality checks? You've given us a few hints. Anything else that you would just say,
The second thing is you have a good handle over your inventory, right? Inventory flow for that product, because it's great to utilize the 8D method, which actually I've implemented in a program called Rapid2X, right? A Rapid2X accelerator program is actually a formal program that I take the businesses that we take on, and which is a mix of Amazon sellers and Shopify people, right? They go through this 8D method over a 12-week period, and the goal is for us to, by the end of the Rapid2X program, they should be trending at 2X. Of their daily sales, right? And it's very foundational. It's not like, oh, it's severe, I know, you're going to increase their Amazon ad spend, right? That would be very lazy of me if I did that. Or for Shopify people, if it's like Facebook and Google spend and stuff. No, the thing is, it has to be foundationally, there are a lot of problems with businesses, right? That whether you're an Amazon seller or you are a Shopify person, right? That foundation, when you address those foundations, there's a lot of growth that you can unlock, right? At a fundamental level, before we jump into the dimensions, at a fundamental level, just keep this in mind. I'm very much a data-driven person, right? So, and when I say that, most people think that, oh, he's going to optimize the funnel or he's going to optimize this. No, everything is up for question, everything, including logistics and your team. Like the productivity of everything matters, right? So in this 12-week period, and I love working with founders because they don't work Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., right? No such thing, right? It's 7 days a week. They're working from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, 7 days a week, right? But, and they're getting good sleep. So I want to make sure that they're getting enough sleep, 8 hours a night, because it matters what you do with the other 16 hours that you're awake, right? Not that you sleep less and you're not productive with the rest of your time, then you're not winning in any way possible, right? So if you look at these 12 weeks, 7 days a week, it's 84 days, right? It's all about numbers, right? It's 84 days. And let's say you go like, no, I'm a family person. I don't want to work every day. I want to take the weekends off. Okay, fine. 12 weeks means 60 days for you, right? If you look at 100 optimizations that you could do to your business in those 12 weeks and be very serious about it, right? And I've had entrepreneurs, they are extremely, extremely motivated, not highly motivated, extremely motivated. When I meet with them in a group on a Monday and I'm giving them instructions on and prescription, literally prescription of what the 8D method, the dimension we're focused on and what needs to get done, by, you can bet on it, by latest as Tuesday night, it's done. The optimization is done because they're interested in seeing what the data tells them Wednesday through Sunday, so that next Monday when we meet, they can report on those numbers to say yay or nay and how it works. So think about those 100 optimizations over 60 days or 84 days. 84 is ideal, right? Because you have a little bit more breathing room for you to implement those changes, right? If you implement each one of these things and each one of these optimizations gives you only 1% improvement, right? That's 100% improvement in your business. And it's compounded, right? So it's not like 1% improvement on Monday goes away on Tuesday, right? Now on Tuesday, you're adding another percent on top of that, right? And it has a compounding effect. At a minimum, you get 100% improvement. That's where you get the 2x growth. And when I say that, people usually typically say, oh, that sounds very theoretical and very mathematical, right? No, if exactly where you're striking with your optimizations. And let's say even if you are extremely lazy, you are doubtful, all of those things come to your mind, right? When you hear a guy say, oh, I'm gonna 2X your business in 12 weeks, right? There are a lot of doubt that comes into your mind. But if let's call that the BS factor, right? The BS factor, let's say it's not 100% and most of it has to do with you implementing those strategies. I'm the one who's advising you to get it done, right? And I'm telling you exactly what you need to do. Some of these things, when I assign it, they go like, that's it? That's all you want me to do? I can do that in 2 seconds. Yeah, but I'm telling you what you need to do. That's why it takes 2 seconds to do, right? Some things may take a couple of hours. Nothing that I assign during that 1 week that you have to implement that takes more than a couple of days, right? So it's not like I'm asking you to do something that I know is gonna take you 3 months to do. That's not part of the program, right? That's one of the part of the product market fit also, like your listings and stuff like that. We need to make sure that you have access to at least to do photography and stuff like that. And I'm not asking you to hire a professional photographer. Everybody has an iPhone, right? You could use your iPhone with a basic setup and lighting and you could accomplish the goal that I'm asking you to do. It doesn't have to be an over-the-top solution. So let's say you are not as efficient to get that 100% growth, right? Compounded. You can get 50% growth in that. Now that 50% is actually part of your brand ongoing because foundationally we have addressed these dimensions that I'm going to dive into next.
Brilliant. Well, let's get into the framework that you talk about. And as you say, I guess the whole point of this, and it totally makes sense conceptually to me, is that everything compounds and adds to each other and reinforces each other, which is, as you say, so much more powerful than just Amazon ads cranking the lever. Anyone can double revenue if you spend enough money, but then it will be zero profit. So that's no point. Much more fundamental change. So what's the first of your 8 dimensions?
So the very first one is because you have had a good product market fit and we're starting on day one, right? The first week. The first week I focus on performance optimization, right? Performance optimization means looking at everything. Like in case of Amazon sellers, we're looking at the Amazon PDP pages, right? That's the first one that we tackle. And next is if you have a brand store and brand registry, making sure that you have that, right? And then moving on from there, next to it is your Amazon ads, right? Typically, this is the stack for Amazon sellers. For most Amazon sellers, if you are in that 100 to 250K range, right? If it's higher than that, you are a little bit more sophisticated. You're doing other things. Things like Amazon attribution related external traffic, where you're getting brand credit. Some of these topics might be a little foreign to people who are in the 100 to 250K range, right? And I'm going to tackle every one of these things in performance optimization. But the very first thing that you need to focus on is your Amazon PDP page, right? It starts with the title of the product. It's 7 to 9 images. It's product videos, product level videos, right? And then it's product highlights. So everything and price, right? Price is there, but I'll ignore price for now. But price, if you look at above the fold, that's what you get. And when I say above the fold, it also applies to, especially for mobile devices, you have to think about how your product appears on that first part of the screen. And especially if you are in the Amazon US marketplace, you have to make sure that it appears correctly on an iPhone, right? It appears correctly, your images appear correctly, it's obvious what the images say, because if you have charts that are complicated in those image cards, and it's tiny and the person cannot make it out, you're gonna lose out on a lot of sales, right? So the images on Amazon, they have an art and science to them, right? So that if you're thinking like, oh, it's gonna be the front of the product and the back of the product and the side of the product and stuff, no, just show the front of the product for now, and all the other images should be use cases of the product and benefits of the product. If you have reviews, highlight certain featured testimonials in those cards, right? The videos should be a selling video, not a brand video that puts you on a pedestal. Nobody's watching that. Everybody gets it that you're trying to show them your ad. Instead, you need to talk about the product and the use of the product, right? Just if you focus on just optimizing the top of the page, now next week we tackle titles and product highlights. So how do you focus on that section? There are a lot of great tools like Helium 10, Jungle Scout, but if you don't even have those, I mean, those it should be in your tool set. There are a few others that are really great too, the other types of seller tools and stuff like that. But also you could use public Amazon.com and go into the category and see what your competition is doing with what kind of keywords are they including in their title, right? Because the title helps with Amazon SEO. And those keywords, you need to target certain keywords with your title also, in addition to the product name and brand name, right? And you have to learn, there's an art and science to it. You have to know how to prioritize certain keywords in the first 3 to 5 keywords of your title versus later part of it, right? So that's something that if you have a tool, it helps you research that and figure it out and identify your niche within that, even within the title game. And then because there could be a lot of heavy hitters in your category, right? Large, gigantic CPG brands, for example, right? And then the product highlights is where you get an opportunity to write the what's great about your product with the features and stuff like that. That also is part of the Amazon SEO for the on-site search for organic ranking. You need to optimize that part of it too. And then the keyword research you did for your titles, you have to look at that set and see how you can use that in order to come up with the right product highlights and be smart about it. I would say that if you keep it between each highlight, if you keep it between 250 to 300 characters is ideal. That's an ideal spot, about 250 to 300. So if you go with the average, there's 275 roughly, right? If each one of your highlights is around highly optimized with keywords and stuff like that, don't stuff it because the consumers are reading this stuff to see what's unique about your product. So you have to play that balance game between those two things to really come up with and maximize as many bullets that in your category, because every category has a different number of highlights that you could put in there, right? And so that's the part of the top part of the page. If you are a prime product, then you have to like get your KPIs up so that you can get subscribe and save, especially if you meet those criteria. You have to make sure that your FBA inventory, you have at least like 90 days of inventory at Amazon, so that it's smart about, that's the algorithm, right? That it can distribute it across their warehouses, so that because of that product market fit requirement that I said, that's the other reason for it, because FBA has better intelligence about where your customers live, right? So based on that, that's why with the Prime, one of the highest ranking you can get is if your FBA is overnight, meaning that somebody places an order, they'll either get it today or they'll get it overnight, and it could be dropped off at the back of their home 4 a.m. in the morning. So, and the way you achieve that, and you could get it actually ranked higher because people get satisfied with that sort of an impulse buy that they have, or if they have a if they have a need for that product immediately, right? They'll get it. And then compared to the person that another FBA that will deliver in 2 to 3 days, everybody's going to pick up your product, especially if it's feature for feature. If it's pretty close to the other one and you deliver it overnight or same day, you will convert better in that. So that's kind of the top of the page. Go ahead.
Okay. lots to take on board there, but I think these are fairly standard things. But I guess one of the things about running through a program is that you actually implement them, because everyone hears the theory of this stuff. And I see that people implement this stuff, but quite sporadically. I mean, this morning I was just buying something for, what was it, a pedal for a piano, because my wife teaches piano at home. And it's very interesting as an Amazon seller to go through as a consumer and see exactly what people do. The ones with use cases and specific details, as opposed to, look, here's the product from the side and the top and the bottom on white, which you still see a lot of. They're still out there, so they're still beatable, which is the good news. Is not everyone's really optimized their pages. It would seem sometimes like everyone's optimized everything, but when you really look through it, there's a lot of poor quality listings out there. So I think that's a great opportunity.
If you may allow me to use an analogy, like I'm sure that who Gordon Ramsay is, right?
Yeah, can't meet him in Britain. Yeah.
So he shows you a recipe, right? And then he shows it. And typically on his shows, he shows the recipe to a bunch of chefs, right? And these are chefs, right? He shows it to them. And then says, okay, you go and make this now, right? And then they go, there are like 6 or 8 chefs, they go, and he actually showed it to them exactly what needed to get done. Each one of them goes and does it. And you can see that if it was 8 chefs, it's like 8 different variations, right? And they seriously missed really key points of that recipe, right? That makes it that Gordon Ramsay stamped approval of like amazing dish, right? So that's the thing, like you can see, and to your point, you still see listings on there. I mean, it's so much of it. Most people just check the list off that they did it. But the thing is, if you obsess about the details, and details are really, really important, because they pay dividends on your listing, right? Because you're doing it, you're probably part of 1% that does it, right? That does it correctly. And then 99% of listings, everybody goes, and this is very typical of it, Michael, that so many Amazon sellers, when they start in this game, they go to a dropshipper like AliExpress, right? AliExpress gives them all the assets, right? They give you the description, images, and stuff like that. Go on Amazon and type in cat water fountain, and you could see that if you go listing by listing, you're going to see that it's exact copy, exactly the same. It's just a different listing from a different seller. They tried to have their own UPC code, right? So that they can sell that thing on there. All the images look exactly the same. It's the same girl with the same cat with the water fountain. It's exactly the same thing, right? So that's very, does it check the list off that they did those things? Yeah. But now there are 1,000 listings that looks exactly the same, right? Exact copy, because it's like copy and paste from AliExpress, right? Including images. Maybe there are some videos even that's in that listing and stuff like that. Maybe some of them went out of their way to buy inventory and send it to FBA, right? But still, it's exactly the same, right? But imagine the same listing, if you take it and you shoot the photos with your cat drinking from that water fountain, right? Now your listing is going to look unique, right? Because you're going to show the front of it with your cat. Now, the second image you're going to show different ways that the cat is drinking from that fountain and playing with it and playing around it and walking around it. And you're showing different charts and stuff of how your cat's fur is so much better because it's hydrated. The cat is more hydrated and stuff. And now you're telling a better story and with your images and stuff like that. So it's no longer just a, oh, I did the 7 to 9 images Sabir told me in the 8D method. No, you have to go above and beyond that. Like every image is an opportunity for you to make a conversion, right? Get a purchase. And if you're doing the same, there's no way for the consumer to distinguish between them. They go like, okay, what? Who's the cheapest? Right. Who is prime eligible? That's it. And that's their buying criteria. But if you make that the same product, but your listing looks different for the same product, they'll end up buying your product.
Great. Well, that's plenty on performance optimization. Let's get to the second dimension, because obviously product detail pages are fairly familiar territory for Amazon sellers, but presumably there's more to it than that.
I just want to highlight just a few other things in performance optimization. I'm not going to dig too much deep into it. And especially for people who want to dig deep into it, I do a live workshop that's upcoming Tuesday that they can go to growthbysabir.com/workshop and sign up for it. It's a free workshop. I do. It takes about like 2 to 3 hours. But it's very detailed with case studies, with specifics. So that's a proper workshop that they can go in and learn. It's also part of that product page is effective use of pricing, effective use of coupons and promotions, A-plus content, not just for the sake of having A-plus, but actually utilizing it as a content area for content marketing, right? And then once you have all of those things, including proper level of reviews for your category, then you could actually start optimizing your PPC campaigns. And there's a strategy around PPC campaigns also that I utilize in the 8D method that's kind of unique. But over time, for one of our clients, Coloflex, their Amazon ads is performing at between week over week, it's a little different, between 7x and 10x ROAS. And most Amazon ads perform between 2.5 to 3, if they're lucky, right? We get 7 to 10x on Amazon ads for our clients. So there is a reason behind the performance optimization, and it typically gets done in that first 2 weeks. For one of our clients, they saw 50% growth in that first week with performance optimization alone.
That is very, very, very good. Indeed. That's crazy. Yeah. And as you say, 2.5 to 3x at ROAS, maybe even optimistic for some Amazon accounts. So yeah, 7 to 10 is pretty amazing. Great. Let's get into
scalable. So that the more funding they could put in from cash flow or financing, they could actually now grow their business in a serious way. So the next dimension has to do, that's why I said that I'm going to skip the pricing. Second dimension is pricing.
Hey folks, thank you for joining us on the 10K Collective podcast today with Sabir Samarkand. The thing about Sabir's offer is to double the size of your business in 12 weeks. Sounds really, really hard to believe. But number one, the starting point is product market fit and quite a high barrier to entry. $100,000 a year of sales on one product or product, you know, line with its variations. Quite a high barrier to jump. And the other one is you've got to have enough inventory, which is, you know, easier, but nevertheless, never a given. So assuming you've got that, the reason I think this stuff works, and there are many, many case studies that he showed me and you can check out for yourself, is its thoroughness. It's not pulling one lever. Like, you know, are you just optimizing your listing? Are you just optimizing the photos? Even that, it's quite a big job. You're not just, you know, pulling the lever of Amazon ads in the lazy way where you get more revenue and you just give away your profit. It's all about a 360 degree overhaul of the whole product line and the business. And I really like the thoroughness of that. So if nothing else, it's a great, great, great strategy level checklist of stuff to look at in your business. So I would urge you to check out what Sabir is offering. There is a free workshop where he deep dives into this stuff, growthbysabir.com/workshop. That's really worth checking out. And if you really want to go full hog and dive into the Rapid 2X Mastermind and join that. It's by application only, of course. It's a mix of Amazon and Shopify-focused people. Very intensive 12 weeks, I hope you've gathered. Go to growthbysabir.com/apply. I will get any reductions or deals for Amazing FBA and 10K Collective podcast listeners that I can, and we'll certainly communicate that. So if you want to check out the show notes, you can find that as well. But in the meantime, even if you don't use Sabir or do his mastermind. I think that you can take your own version of this 8D, 8 dimension checklist and go through yourself and use it really as a checklist for your years or even 2 years activities if you want to go slower than 12 weeks. Or you can go nuts and do it in 12 weeks, even better. Hope that's useful. Stay tuned because we've got more of the good stuff from Sabir in the next show. Meanwhile, thank you for listening and happy hunting.
I'm Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA, and I'm the leader of the 10K Collective Mastermind. Masterminds for private label sellers and product brand owners who sell at least $500,000 a year or more on Amazon. Over the last 5 years, we've had members triple their revenue in 1 year, grow to 8 figures, and 1 member get to a 7-figure exit. Hooray! Now we're taking it to the next level. I'm excited to introduce the 10K Collective Uber Mastermind. It's a unique combination of peer group support in person and online and specialist coaching. We give you everything you need to grow your business to high 7 figures and finally start to get that lifestyle you were promised when you went into this. You'll get clear plans from world-class specialists on things like intellectual property law, e-commerce, image and video marketing, financial engineering, and paid advertising, to name but a few. You'll create bulletproof plans to survive the recession. You'll double check with your peers that they make sense, and then you'll make a plan to make a killing on the rebound. Most importantly, you will actually transform your business. You'll create listings that convert, build a brand that connects, and get premium pricing. You'll learn the latest advertising hacks and master stock management, as well as avoiding Amazon curveballs. Above all, you will create a big, bold 3-year plan for a 7-figure exit. And unlike other programs, we don't just hype you up and then abandon you. You'll have your peers in the mastermind giving you insights from their own businesses and keeping you on track through peer accountability and a little bit of friendly competition. And we'll also have those experts double checking everything you do makes actual sense. If you finally want to start becoming the entrepreneur you've always known you can be, if you're ready to take your business to 7 figures and beyond, go to theamazonmastermind.com to find out more today.